USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The European Union and Ukraine are opening a joint investigation into alleged Russian war crimes and crimes against humanity. This comes as images have been released of dead civilians in the town of Bucha near the capital city of Kyiv. Upon his return to Washington, D.C., President Biden reacts to some of the images that we're seeing out of Ukraine.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Biden adding there must be a war crimes trial, and he's working on additional sanctions against Russia. More flights are being canceled after a couple of thousand flights were scrapped because of bad weather over the weekend. FlightAware reporting almost 500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A key Senate committee is considering President Biden's nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa saying he cannot support her confirmation.
Having carefully studied her record, unfortunately, I think she and I have fundamental different views on the role of judges.
And as far as Democratic Senator from Illinois Dick Durbin's accusation that some of the Republicans are turning the confirmation process into a circus, Grassley reminds everyone,
Democrats have themselves to blame. After vicious, misleading attacks on Judge Bork and other conservatives,
a mass shooting in Sacramento left 6 people dead and 10 injured, according to local police chief Kathy Lester. President Biden releasing a statement saying we must do more than mourn and calling on Congress to pass gun restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Some Republicans claim emails from an old laptop belonging to the president's son, Hunter Biden, show evidence of corruption in the Biden family. Florida Congressman Byron Donalds tells Fox and Friends that there should be an immediate investigation.
Something going on in the other party that speaks of corruption in the White House.
The White House says there is no evidence that Hunter Biden broke the law and his private matters do not involve President Joe Biden. The Biden administration could soon be ending a Trump-era authority called Title 42 that denies asylum seekers entry because of concerns to public health. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says that if Title 42 ends, Border Patrol could face chaos at the southern border.
Even if it kills the economy, even if it causes other issues, they just say Trump was mean. That's the constant statement. Trump was mean, so we're not going to be mean. We're just going to open up the borders.
Several states are pursuing a lawsuit against the Biden administration in an attempt to stop the order from being lifted. Some Democrats and immigration advocates argue Title 42 is denying refugees their legal right to asylum claims. The Kansas Jayhawks take on the North Carolina Tar Heels for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship tonight in New Orleans. Kansas punched its ticket after dispatching Villanova in the Final Four, while North Carolina upset Duke. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.